Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sebastian Calderon, coming to you from sunny Carson, California, and this is Integral Radio, your one-stop radio for expanding your music taste. Today, we're just going to be taking a deep dive into one of my favorite artists currently. His name is JPEG Mafia. He's got quite an extensive discography dating back years and thousands of songs from his own albums, including features as well. I wouldn't say it's thousands and thousands, but he does have a pretty sizable discography to look at. I want to talk about just how he's evolved, some of the different styles that we hear, and really just how influential his music is right now to the current state of artists, at least in my opinion. We're going to start with one that's pretty common for anyone who's heard of JPEG Mafia, or even some that haven't. This song is going to be a pretty popular one. I believe it got into popularity around 2019, 2020. Pretty popular, and this is 1539 North Calvert by JPEG Mafia off his album Veteran.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
You think you want to
sell my life?
Yeah. Damn, Peggy.
And that was 1539 North Calvert by JPEG Mafia of his 2018 album Veteran. Now, what's really interesting about that song, firstly, the name 1539 North Calvert, this actually refers to a building in Baltimore where like a lot of underground musicians frequented, including JPEG Mafia himself. What's really interesting, at least in the context of his album and then his larger discography, is that when you really look at this song, it's almost like an introduction to him in general, to everybody. As we listen to the rest of his music and his discography, you'll come to understand that this is one of likely the most normal or one of the most conventional songs that he's made recently. And that, if anything, this is one of the more normal ones that doesn't deal with a lot of complex production and themes and stuff like that. It is just really a very basic but very interesting beat, as well as, you know, delivery, lyrics, everything. And even the next song in the album really just kind of breaks your expectations as to what's coming next. And so we're going to go to that next song, actually, that's going to be called Real, and I'm not gonna say the real N-word. That's the name of the song. That's gonna be the next song on Veteran. Of course, this one really kind of subverts your expectations, because it really, after hearing that, you really don't, you really think that you're gonna hear kind of more of maybe an interesting rap album. But I can guarantee you that this next song definitely does not prepare you for that. So without further ado, here it is. Right, and that was Real by JPEG Mafia of his 2018 album Veteran. Now that song, of course, is very shocking. Coming right after 1539 North Calvert, it certainly is a surprise and really doesn't prepare you for what's about to happen. What I think, though, that's going on in that album, which works so well, is that you come into the album thinking that this is going to be something that you've heard before. You come to the album thinking this is going to be possibly like a trap, maybe a tiny bit experimental, but mostly like alternative rap album. But when you get to that second song, man, it really kind of just blows your expectations your way. You're just kind of like, I'm not sure what I'm listening to. You start to, you know, debate to yourself whether it's music, but that's what I think is really beautiful about it, that it's so unconventional, so strange, but at the same time, it still works so well, and it still kind of pulls you in and makes you really want to listen. So we'll go to the next song on that album right after that, because, man, the couple track run in the beginning of this album, as well as the entire album, are just really interesting to think about. Really interesting to dissect. So the next song after this, this is Thug Tears. Quite an interesting song at the beginning. I won't lie to you guys. It's going to sound a little bit weird. It's going to feel a little bit weird. But you know what? It is a very interesting song. So here is Thug Tears by JPEG Mafia.
Damn, Peggy.
I feel
free. All I need is rest.
show our finesse.
About 100 bands.
How you so invested? This can't be your best, cause I am not impressed.
I must fucking stand.
Coolest to my body, I'm a different shorty. You my favorite mess.
Come around, it's like a dump the band.
Bitch, I'm the press.
Fresh beat, right down 86. Hit,
roll deep like a cat.
Bitch, I'm
smoke.
Is it safe now? Got my train back.
It's a bitch, what is that?
Did you follow my command?
Work hard. Work.
I feel like I'm about to throw.
Right, young, Rick Swan, we gon' cash it. Dust off them ratchets. We got some action.
I got some action.
I'm on the main line. I'm trying to catch it.
Okay.
Look.
I wish a nigga would, man. Look.
I wish a nigga would try to test me. I wish a nigga would go against me. I'm a thug, I'm playing with the beef. Fuck around and up on the backstreet. Not across many times. Look, man.
Kill me.
No time. Dog ass up for the new line. I make a nigga cry at his own pad. I make a nigga cry for his dead dad. I make a nigga cry for his bad wife. I make a nigga cry. I make a nigga cry for help. I make a nigga cry for himself.
Alright, and that was Thug Tears by JPEG Mafia off his 2018 album Veteran. Now that song is really interesting too. It is more of the conventional one, kind of from the last song. It does bring us a little bit back more into like a conventional space of trap and hip hop. But it definitely deals with some interesting themes. Originally, this song I believe was going to be called "The Pressures of a Millennial," which is a very interesting song in total, but. Of course, this is really kind of looking at like the political sphere around you, and especially towards the end of the song, he challenges a lot of traditionally like masculine things, like, for example, not being able to cry, things like that, and being vulnerable as well, which is very interesting. This is definitely one of his more popular songs. He even went on, I believe it's The Color Show, and did a live performance of this. And it was really great. One thing really interesting to point out about a lot of titles of the songs, JPEG Mafia, something great he explains in one of his interviews, though I can't remember the exact, I believe it is like a lecture at a university. He explains how a lot of his songs' titles are very on the nose, like they're very direct and blunt. Because a lot of times he feels that some people just listen to his music and don't really understand the meaning. So sometimes he really just kind of has to put it out there exactly what he means. He has songs like My Thoughts on Neo-Gaff Dying, Rock and Roll is Dead. There is one song, of course, that stands out. I Cannot Fucking Wait Till Morrissey Dies, which is a very interesting song title. But of course... he's really just saying what he means, and for those who don't understand, really simplifying it down, because his music tends to be very complex. Of course, we're going to go to one last song off this album, and then we're going to transition into a different era of JPEG Mafia. But this song, one of my personal favorites of all time, one of the first songs I heard by him. This song, of course, is very interesting, very aggressive, very loud. But it is one of those ones that really tries to make you think, what is hip-hop? What is trap? Is it really just the same types of synths and drums used over and over again? or can it be something more, maybe even more experimental, unconventional? This song is Baby I'm Bleeding by JPEG Mafia off his 2018 album Veteran. Enjoy.
Peggy, where you been at? Getting all this promo. When it comes to money, bet these niggas is a no-show. I've been out in Bed-Stuy, chilling with my feet up, laughing at these Sam Cloud niggas drop beers. When I say us, bet, I don't mean no fucking crew. Peggy been a solo actress, Looney Tunes and Goofy Truth. Catch me out in Barksdale, counting fettuccine. While you pussy crackers still drop past BT. Ooh, I'm up in Brownsville, trapped with a Kimba. All you yummy purses get swiped like Tinder. Now I'm at the White House, looking for your president. I'm the van pointing guns at your residence. Ooh, I'm up in Queens now, showing y'all a body. Hoping that you pussy ass drop on me. Chains on my body, looking like a rapper. Acting like a slave when I'm gunning for my masters, nigga. Fuck these niggas! Fuck these niggas!
It's ironic you press for a cookie. It's ironic you drop jail time, but you ain't never seen a central booking. It's ironic you hang with a nigga that beat women and have the nerve to call yourself a girl pusher. Wow.
You ain't real. Gerard. Show y'all how I really feel.
White boy better put his hands up. I'm ready. And I'm getting wilder. Shout out to Deontay. Country niggas booming Peggy. I'm the new Beyonce. Devil on my entree. Cut like Dante. Promise I will never go blonde like Kanye.
Hold up. Promise I will never go blonde like Kanye.
Got so many styles, they should call me Peggy AJ. When I hit the stage, niggas know it's a payday. Tell your bitch come here like I work for Midway, nigga.
Like fire.
That was Baby I'm Bleeding by JPEG Mafia off his 2018 album Veteran. Now, of course, that's a really interesting song production wise. It uses one real main vocal sample that's really cut from, like, I think a split second of a song, Cold Like Ice, Hot Like Fire. And it's so unrecognizable that it's not until the very end of it, when you hear that last line, that you're really able to pick out what that sample actually is. So very interesting beat. Of course, it is very aggressive. But you know, that's just kind of how JPEG Mafia's music is. It's just at times very aggressive. Sometimes it could be softer and more complex. But of course, it is something interesting. So now we're going to move to a year afterwards. This is his next album, All My Heroes Are Cornballs. Now, this is a very interesting album because even just with the first song, it really just kind of changes a little bit of our idea of what JPEG Mafia's music is like. We start to see more melody involved, whereas Veteran is a lot more hip-hop adjacent and influenced. We still have a lot of that hip-hop there, still have a lot of rapping, all that great stuff. But now we get to see more of a melodic side. Of course, the beats, as ever, are extremely complex, all over the place. And just so very interesting. So we're going to start with the very first song on this album, which really is just very interesting. It takes a lot of different directions. You get to hear a little bit of his past self from Veteran almost in that album. But this is Jesus Forgive Me, I Am a Fuck.
Pray for my thoughts on the other side. Pray for my children, I can't provide. I'm 45. Pray for you shooters on the side. Pray for my haters, they terrified. If you can kill me, I'm verified. I'm still alive, yeah, I'm still alive. Pray that I end up like Charlie Stern. I'm so confused, I ain't hard to find. I'm pushing pussies behind the pond. I'll give you some shine, I'll give you some shine. Come on.
out of the pocketbook every time. Feel like I'm shooting, I'm shipping time. Can't see your grandma, my hand me down.
Jesus Forgive Me, I Am a Thought by JPEG Mafia off his 2019 album, All My Heroes Are Cornballs. Of course, it's a very interesting beat. Starts off a lot more melodic and softer than some of the more experimental tracks on Veteran. Veteran seems to be almost very aggressive, very sharp on the ears. But at the beginning of this album, All My Heroes Are Cornballs, we kind of get more of a softer feel with the synths. Not everything is so harsh and direct. A lot of it is a lot more towards conventional, but it isn't until like a little ways through we really kind of get the sign of that harsh theme, where we really see him kind of come back to what he was before and almost in a way acknowledge it, but at the same time saying, I'm a different person now, I have different beliefs. Or even if my beliefs are different, I've changed a little bit, and this is what the music sounds like now. So, of course, such an interesting song, such a great song. From that one, we're going to go to the next song off the album. This song is interesting, too. It's really great, really nice to listen to. Well, I guess if you've at this point gotten used to the very unconventional style of JPEG Mafia, this is Keenan versus Keel. Enjoy.
Celebration here.
Illuminati, niggas waiting on a peg like I'm dropping 90. Too black, too strong, I'm a little thot. Yeah, cause when I'm rolling, I'm pressing a ball. And if you send it in Mario's to defend me, you better make sure to break all the Grammys, kill all the winners, losers, nominees. Off probation, crackers, hating accusations. Only on occasions, I don't want relations. Has a body basis, strip from invasion. Fuck with me, man, y'all better miss me. Cause if you rolling, I'm stoning niggas like cheap. And when I'm whipping you niggas, it's not slay. Slaughter the competition, slumping it down, bitch, work. How we gonna make this bullshit work? For real. How we gonna make this work? Facts. How can I make a good beat?
Get nervous when niggas want features.
How we gonna make this work?
Look it up!
Now that was Keenan versus Keel off of JPEG Mafia's 2019, my apologies, album, All My Heroes Are Cornballs. Now that song is really interesting too, because it takes us into, at the very end there, almost like a rock theme in a way, which is very strange and not very typically associated with hip hop or rapper, especially experimental stuff like that. But really, he's getting into like kind of a new category almost of music. He's redefining himself with this album, and kind of saying, you know, this is a lot softer, but my message is still the same. What I said before, I still mean it, and stuff like that. Of course, really great album from JPEG Mafia. From this one, we're going to transition a little bit. It's going to go into an album. I'm not sure if this was his next. I believe he had two or so EPs before this, and then maybe an album. But this is his 2021 album, just titled LP. Now, this album is really interesting. Personally, I think it's one of his best albums. It has so many great songs, so many interesting choices. And just songs that really kind of just show him almost at his best, just doing what he does best, and that's making very great, almost innovative hip-hop and rap. We're going to start with the first track on this album. This is called Trust. It really kind of gets you into the mood for what to expect in this album, and really kind of allows us to enter his world that he's creating. So this is Trust by JPEG Mafia off his 2021 album.
These hoes can drive, I wouldn't even try to. Even if I did, I won't put it in no rhyme. I ain't chasing plaques, I ain't even running. Baby, I'm a soldier, I get medals when I'm running.
They looking like Peggy, let's see some receipts. Everything I say, I do go get E. I don't talk trash, I don't say nothing. I just speak facts, niggas be bluffing. I won't even lie, I'm looking good. I won't even fib, I'm feeling nice, trust.
All right, and that was Trust by JPEG Mafia off his 2021 album LP. Now that song is really great, kind of introduces us to the album as a whole, really kind of like gets us into the somewhat of the mood of what we're about to feel, almost industrial in some ways. It points like ethereal in the album it becomes, but really great. From there, this is going to be one of his more popular ones off the album. This is called What Kind of Rapping Is This? Really such an interesting track production-wise, and just kind of pulls from a lot of different places, but really gives you kind of that like almost warehouse, very underground feeling. That's kind of what we get from a lot of this album. But of course, this is What Kind of Rapping Is This by JPEG Mafia off his 2021 album. Rapping Is This by JPEG Mafia off his 2021 album Veteran. That's a great song. Really kind of gets us more into the hip-hop aesthetic of this album, and really kind of puts us into perspective of what's going on. A lot of this album is really just calling out people that he likes to claim argues with on Twitter all the time, and various things. But of course, this is really a great song to really kind of like get us more into the album, really understand what's going on. This next song, it almost echoes in a way the previous track that we played, Forgive Me Jesus, I Am a Thought, especially in its name and as well as its production, and kind of like how it goes down. This song is called Thoughts Prayer by JPEG Mafia.
Yeah, taking a break from the album gassing. Your mind skills is past that. They talking down when you're looking right at that. They think I can match that.
Painting too real for these games, I'm past that.
Talking about my smack. Hey, you niggas ain't this shit about it, was that? Are you thirsty? Are you lost? Are you dumb? Bitch, where you at? Karma San Diego all on this map. You lied to the Lord, you lied to these apps. Your man got the two-piece, cause you get the mat. Don't stop lying. I get stuck in the past, get to crying. Yet remember my path, get to rhyming. It doesn't get better.
My loneliness is killing me inside. I must confess, I still believe and try. When I'm done with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sound that is mine. Hear me, baby, one more time.
You know
what I mean? Oh, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, baby.
Thoughts Prayer by JPEG Mafia off his 2021 album LP. That song is really interesting for a number of reasons. Kind of just really gives us a lot more melody throughout the song, especially with that chorus. It's so melodic and so very interesting. Commonly, JPEG Mafia is referred to as Peggy because of the JPEG in his name by a lot of fans. Sometimes that's just how it goes. In this next song, Are You Happy? I would say that Peggy really pushes the boundaries of rap and really makes a very interesting track using what seems to be almost a self-improvement tape. Sounds like from at least the 90s or something. But very interesting and, of course, very just catchy. Hip hop beat. So of course, this is "Are You Happy" by JPEG Mafia. Enjoy.
There will come a time in your life when you will ask yourself a series of questions: Am I happy with who I am?
Am I happy with who I am?
Am I happy with the people around me?
Am I happy with the people around me?
Am I happy with what I'm doing?
Am I happy with what I'm doing?
Am I happy with the way my life is going?
Am I happy with the way my life is going?
Do I have a life?
Do I have a life?
Or am I just living?
Or am I just living?
Do not let these questions restrain or drive you. Just point yourself in the direction of your dreams. Find your strength in the sound and make your transition.
Well, I mean, these normies believe in it. Yeah. Crackers be thinking these lines are the plot, but they just be mad cause I came for them. They just be mad cause I still get respect. Even when I got my bullet, they wait. Bars feel like I'm waiting in their room. Crackers be yelling out MTV next. Flip up the deal, settle for less. You can tell crack, double the back. Double it back.
Make your transition.
It's hard, it's easy to hate. I get it, but homie, I can't relate. These all fans, please don't blow the face. RP due to the villain, I'm raised. Give these beasts the pussy in case. Only
I got
you're not gon' rattle this nigga. You're paying the clutch of the game, you little. I made it out poverty rich. You heard when my songs and got triggered. We ain't got the same type of issues. It's tax green, are you jealous of that? Original, you won't have the aquafina to ask. And if you wanna trend, all of my hate come from weak ass men. They weak ass hoes and they woke ass friends. I come with the truth, I make them go bitch. I'm baiting these ancestors with the clips. Dirty.
Make your transition.
There will be people who will say you can't. There will be people who will say, you'll mix this with that. And you will say, watch.
That was Are You Happy by JPEG Mafia, aka Peggy, off his 2021 album, LP. Now, of course, that song, it's one of my favorites off the album. It works so well with the production. Such interesting, just catchy melodic lines, especially in what sounds like that like keys line going down and down. It sounds so great. Really as well. His rapping is just superb. We haven't talked about it enough here, but really just some of his music and some of most of his lyrics are so insightful. It's really hard to break down all of them in just one sitting. It's really something you have to look over and really take time to understand. Some of them are political. Sometimes it's not as easy without so much knowledge about politics or even pop culture, like a lot of things that are sampled throughout his music. I got one last one for you guys. This is going to be currently what I think is one of his most underrated songs, one I hardly ever see talked about, but definitely shows his skills as an artist. One thing that's really important to know about JPEG Mafia or Peggy is that he really produces all of his own music. He writes all his own lyrics. He produces the beats. He records it. He mixes it, masters it, everything. All parts of the music making process are just him. So it's very, very impressive hearing how complex his music is. And it really just comes from one person doing almost all of like the tasks. This song to me really shows his proficiency and his mastery as a producer, chopping up such an interesting sample. This song is called BMT. And this is by JPEG Mafia, of course. Here you go. BMT by JPEG Mafia, aka Peggy, off his 2021 album LP. Now that's gonna be our last song of the broadcast today. Of course, we took such an interesting look at just a few of JPEG Mafia's songs. Of course, he has such a wide discography, at least on 100 songs or more, whether it's his own albums or features, and possibly even more that's not only on Spotify. So of course there's a lot to look from, but that was just a small selection and sample of what I think are some of his most influential and best songs. Of course, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. I hope you guys have had a great time. No matter where you are right now in the world, hope you're having a great time. And this has been Integral Radio. See you next time.